Module 3, Recording 4. A.
It's not uncommon for people to fall asleep on trains, but snoring loudly in public is another matter. One day recently, I was reading my newspaper on the train when I became aware of a loud snoring sound coming from the man opposite me. As the train was coming into the last station on the line, I gave the man a sharp poke with my umbrella to wake him up. Instead of being grateful, he looked at me furiously. He hadn't been asleep at all. The snoring had been coming from the enormous dog who was lying at his feet.
B.
My friend was travelling on a domestic flight in South America a few years ago. They had been going for about 40 minutes when the pilot suddenly started speaking excitedly in Spanish. Most of the passengers ran forward, shouting, and in panic, my friend got into the crash position, leaning forward with his head between his knees. He'd been sitting like that for some minutes when the stewardess kindly explained to him that they were flying over the Angel Falls, and would he like to look out of the window like the other passengers?
C.
An Australian woman travelling home from Melbourne was driving down a narrow road one dark evening when she entered a tunnel. Although a little surprised at this, as she had not noticed a tunnel on that route before, she carried on. But after half an hour of twisting and turning, she ran out of petrol. It was completely dark in the tunnel, so she decided to wait for help. She'd only been waiting for a few minutes when she saw three men coming towards her. Rather surprisingly, the three men were wearing helmets with lamps on the front. The three men seemed even more surprised to see her. It was then that the woman realized that she had driven into a coal mine.